Blog Talk Radio.
Challenges out here that people will get. Oh, I challenge this person, that person, this person. They have the stupid ass cinnamon challenge.
Yeah,
you did say that. Oh, okay. So now okay, you better take it to the Lord. Take it to the Lord.
So pastors can't get divorced. Pastors can't get divorced. Don't be.
No, when you learn and that kid, and I'm just about to.
But if a woman do it, it's okay though.
How to differentiate the difference between taking care of their woman and taking care of their kids?
I think you said that word right.
And she did say.
Go ahead, girl. Don't
say differentiate. That's a word.
Welcome to now another podcast party line.
Let me see you pop them things, shake them doodle prance.
Yo, I miss house parties. I miss the 90s, yo. I miss that. I do. I miss that. And let me tell you something. If they didn't play this at a house party, it was like, that house party was like. But anyway, we over here turned up. And welcome to another podcast, another Tuesday,
hello.
Another Lit Tuesday. Welcome, everybody. Hello. Welcome. Now, we got a lot of great topics tonight. A lot of great topics. It's gonna be real lit today. It is. It's gonna be real lit. We got the usual suspects. Go ahead and introduce yourselves.
It's your girl, Lady VA. How y'all doing?
It's Coco up in here.
And we got Rick James in the building.
It's a celebration.
Right, celebrations. We got Rick James. Juice couldn't be here.
RJ.
So Rick James filling in. So let's give a round of applause for Rick. And by the way, he dropped the knowledge on y'all the last time he was on air. So I got a feeling that he's going to, he's going to give y'all the business. That's all I'm saying.
I mean, no, but okay.
No, I mean, yeah.
So everybody
already.
Good though?
I'm good.
Okay, so should we just dive right into it? Is that what we want to do? Should we dive right into it?
Let's dive right into it.
All right.
Yeah, where are we going?
We're gonna go with the biggest story over the weekend, which is Kevin Hart. And for those who don't know, Kevin Hart made an apology on Instagram, on social media over the weekend, basically just apologizing for some indiscretions that he did. And basically he was just apologizing to his wife and their kids. And most people were saying, like, okay, what's going on? A lot of people speculating. But a day later, basically a tape surfaced. Basically it was him with two other ladies being inappropriate. Now, I tried to find a video. I couldn't find it.
No, you can't find that.
But from what people have said, there has been basically it was a video of him with two ladies, and he was being inappropriate with one of the ladies. Then the footage stops, and it cuts to him having sex. Now, it's them, so you can't really say it was him for sure, but most people want to speculate and say it was him. Given to what he said the day before and given the video. And then it's the rest of it is just him walking around and stuff like that. Now, there are people.
No, I seen it. It was him. I
seen
it. He was cracking jokes.
I was describing it. I ain't seen it. So you tell us about the video. What happened in the video?
It's everything you said is blurry, but it's like at some point he had stopped and he was cracking jokes. So that's how you knew it was him, because you can hear him talking to the chick. Like, the chick on the bed, he getting his underwear together, and he, like, he was making all those noises, like, he getting his skits ready for the next show and shit.
It's an outrage.
She's about to inch it out.
Oh, man. Say it ain't so. So we know it's him. So, like, it's allegedly. So we know it's him then.
It's not allegedly him.
Okay. All right.
Who do you think
well,
he was apologizing for?
Yeah, he apologized
okay,
right, because he know that's him.
Okay, all right.
This is my thing, Will. You know he left his wife for the chick that he with, right? That was his side job.
Right.
No. Wait. Let's not jump.
Okay.
All right.
Okay.
No, we don't know that to be a fact. We know it was a bitter.
No, that is a fact. She even said
he was bitter. No.
Effect.
No, the girl said they were separated. Were they still married?
No,
okay, yeah, but
they
wasn't. He wasn't with his wife.
He
did a comedy show talking about, yeah, I cheated on my wife.
Yes,
am I mad about it? No. What are you talking about?
Well, we don't know if he cheated on her with her, like with his new wife.
Come on. Listen, for argument's sake,
we 5 minutes in, so I'll give it to you for argument's sake. Okay, keep going. Who else?
Go ahead.
I'm just saying, are we surprised that he cheating on his side John and left his wife for with somebody else? I'm not surprised about that.
I'm not surprised because I feel like if a man cheats on his wife, the one that he made vows to and a commitment to, of course he would cheat on somebody. He would cheat on another wife, or he would cheat on somebody he cheated on her with. Like, once a cheater, always a cheater. That's the number one rule. Once a cheater, always a cheater.
I can't agree with once a cheater, always a cheater. But I won't be surprised if a cheater cheat.
What? Say that again, RJ.
No, but listen.
His words.
All right. All right, this is what I take from it, right? Okay. First of all, when I heard Kevin Hart apologize, I felt for the man. Okay, I felt for him. You know why I felt for him? Because this is the one time, like, he could have turned down a million women. But we only going to talk about this one time, this one indiscretion. And for the most part, Kevin Hart has been doing, like, he's been representing his lady the right way. So I don't condemn him for this one time. I think, honestly, this is the pass. This is the one you should give a pass to.
You're completely wrong, sir. You're completely wrong.
How?
It ain't been one time. This ain't the first time. Just a couple of months, he would have never chicken a car. At 5 in the morning.
No. See, that's all speculation.
Right. He just didn't get caught.
It ain't speculation. They got pictures.
Mm-hmm.
They got pictures.
Okay, just because he was in a club don't mean...
No,
what,
he was in the car with the girl. Like, he was in the car.
The girl was
on top of him in the car.
Come on.
And what? Was they having sex in the car? Like, I don't understand. Like, you're saying he was with a girl in the car. Like, what?
Why
I don't understand.
Why
are
you in a car with a girl by yourself and you married? Why?
He can't never. So you say he can never ever be in a car with, like.
And the girl on top of him. This is why I want to debate.
To see y'all reaching. Y'all cannot condemn this man. That's the problem with y'all women. First of all,
he
did one.
What's the problem with us women, Will? Coco, not finish. What's the problem with us women, Will? Go ahead, finish.
The problem is, see, we talked about this last week. Y'all not being logical. Y'all just being emotional. Y'all just, he cheated and blah, 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 blah. But relax. Okay, like
this man.
Go down.
This man.
Relax.
This man.
Okay.
But
relax.
This man is married. He is married. Why are you in a car by yourself, no security, nobody else in there, with a girl that's on top of you in the back seat? Yeah, y'all might not have had sex, but she was on top of you in the back seat of a car, and you're a married man. If that's on straight cheat, I don't know what she is.
So, all right, okay. So what are we saying? We saying like less he's the baddest, worst person in the world? Like I don't understand. Like
so
cheated.
You do know that there's
okay.
No.
Forms of cheating. There's different forms of cheating. There's emotional cheating, as well as the physical. So he's up in here laughing at and kicking it up with his broad on top of him,
come on, man. That's a form of betrayal. You can't deny that. I mean, you
no,
can try.
That's right. So, yeah, he was caught the
you
first time.
I'm,
and then
listen,
the second time,
he cheated.
He wanted
I'm
money
not,
out
I'm not saying, listen.
Nah.
I'm not make. I'm saying, listen, he cheated. He talked to. He cheated. He apologized. That's something they're going through. That's not condemn the man. That's what I'm saying. Like that's their relationship.
Why? He apologized.
Yeah.
He started. Come on, man. He wasn't sorry. He was sorry because he got caught. He was sorry.
That's why.
Why you think he can't be sorry? So you don't see this is what I'm saying.
Oh,
y'all
sorry,
being emotional. Now
he's
not
sorry.
Like,
if he
put another guy
on.
Okay,
all right.
If he
would have
never got caught, he
would have
never been
sorry. Wait, let me ask you this. So let me ask you this, right? So you're telling me, so let's say, he's been with her for, a few years now. If he turned down a million women and he had one indiscretion, or two, because y'all said he was in the backseat of some car, two, is that not still, like, good? Like, you know, hey, he was, you know, he turned down a million. Like, I'll take those eyes. I'll take 2 to 1 million eyes.
No.
See, now you're not even being realistic.
Anyway.
Yo, Rick, where you at, man? I need some backup. Come on. Where you at?
He took
back.
Where
you at, RJ?
Come on. You're unbelievable.
He stepped out on his wife. He stepped out on
Ricky.
His wife. Not once, but twice. He got seen twice with two different women.
Come on.
Okay, so.
Imagine if it was one of us.
They weren't separated.
His
last wife, he wasn't separated from
Listen,
her. He know he wasn't separated
of, okay,
from
let me,
her. That's why he
right,
admitted it.
Okay, do y'all condemn your friends when they cheat the way y'all condemn Kevin Hart? Because I know y'all got friends that cheated when they're. I'm talking about female friends.
The whole situation. I'm not condemning him. I think that it was big of him to go public and apologize to his wife. But the
it was,
main reason
it definitely
why,
was.
But however, comma, because there's always a however, comma. The reason why he did it, his reasoning for coming out was not because he was guilty, was not because he felt bad. It was because this woman who he cheated with had money over his head, and he felt
obligated. You don't know that to be a fact.
Either,
you don't know
do
that
mean?
To be a
that's
fact.
That's why he came. He said it. He said he was
No, he said that somebody was extorting me, which, by the way, did you know they was trying to ask for $9 million? But
that was
a dumb number. But
that had the video, the same woman he cheated with, she was the one who was extorting him. He said it. If she wasn't extorting him for no money, do you really think Kevin Hart would have came out and apologized publicly to his wife for cheating on her?
No.
Heck
no. He would still be cheating.
Heck no. He would have still been cheating. He would still had covered it up. He wouldn't have said nothing about it if that woman hadn't said, "You better give me some money, or I'm putting you out there." The moment she said that was the moment he was like, "Oh, I'm caught between a soft place and a rock. I got to do something about it. Let me go public with it before she do." That's the reason why he did it. That's the reason why he did it. He didn't do it because he was genuinely sorry for cheating on her. He did it because he didn't want to pay up no money. That's why he did it.
Yeah.
That's exactly why he did it.
Listen,
he wasn't sorry about that shit. If she would have never came up and was like, "You better give me some money," he probably would have slept with her again. He'd have slept with her again. He'd have cheated again with the
he
same woman.
All right, see, now y'all taking it too far. I don't think he would have slept with her again. He would have slept with her again. Like, first of all, he was drunk. Like, come on. Like, they're taking it too far.
He did it again.
Listen,
it
okay,
again.
All right. All right, so let's ask the question. So,
Will, I'm not with you on this, Will.
Thank you, RJ.
No, wait, thank you, RJ.
I got to keep it a bean. I'm not with you on this.
Thank you, RJ.
Listen. So, all right, just like I said, so we're going to condemn him for one time, though? Like, that's what it is?
This is two times. This two times.
What's the car thing? That don't count?
No, he is with a jump off right now that he was cheating on his wife with. What are you talking about?
Oh, come on, it's man. Amazing. Like, listen, that is not a fact. That is not a fact.
He the boy from off Harlem Nights that call home like, "Put your mom on the phone. Honey, I tell somebody I'm never coming home." That's him. What was her name? Lady Heroin. That nigga believe in his family for Lady Heroin.
Right. Oh, he is. Oh, yeah.
Okay, but answer my question. Do y'all have female friends that have cheated or are cheating on their man? And do y'all condemn them the same way y'all condemn Kevin Hart?
No, they don't.
If my friend cheating on their man, they're not telling me. They know how I feel about that. So they're not telling me.
Bullshit.
And I don't want to know.
My friend cheated on a man, and I know that man was good to her. And she's turned around and told me that she cheated on him. I would be like, you know you messed up. You know daggone well you wrong, and you shouldn't be treating him like that man do everything for you, and you going to step out on him? You daggone right. She would get it, too.
But you're not going to go tell it. You're not going to go tell the guy, like, yo, my friend cheated on you.
Why should
you? Man, leave her.
Why should you? I'm not going to do that.
Why not? If you, why not? Why let him continue to live in the sham? Why let him continue to live in the sham?
Because at the same time, you have loyalty with your friend. Your loyalty is always going to be with your friend.
But if you're so human to sympathize with that he a good man and what she doing, be human enough to go let him go ahead about his business because your friend ain't shit. Yeah, be that human.
Okay, your boy's wife. Flip the coin. Would you tell? Okay, so your boy was cheating on his girl, his wife, his woman. Would you go to the woman and tell the woman that your man that he cheating on her?
No, I was throwing the curveball. I didn't expect you to do that because nobody's doing that. It was just a curveball.
Right.
It was a curveball.
Hey, listen.
No,
y'all want to call in?
Loyalty is with your friend. Your loyalty is with your friend, regardless.
The debate.
Right.
Hey, if y'all want to join in on the debate, please call in. The number is 646-716-6078. And we do have some callers. I'm about to go to my man from North Philly, Brandon. What's good, Brandon?
What's going on, man? How y'all doing tonight?
Hey,
what's going on, Brandon?
What's up?
So go ahead, Shaman. How do you feel about the whole Kevin Hart situation?
I mean, before we start, look at Hov cheated on Beyonce,
right?
The same
allegedly.
Way that he had.
Allegedly,
it's no more allegedly.
That's alleged. Will, if you calling Kevin Hart alleged? That's alleged.
Can y'all let Brandon talk, please?
Listen.
Go ahead, Brandon.
He dropped the album, and everybody forgot about who cheated, though. Now Kevin Hart cheated.
Allegedly.
Sense, everybody forget about it.
Yeah. That's another thing, too. Yeah, how is the whole world, like, behind Hov? And Hov did it. It was cool. But Kevin Hart did it, and y'all like, no.
You know why?
When did he do it?
Because did we see a video surface of Jay-Z cheating on Beyonce?
Did we see a video surface of Jay-Z cheating on Beyonce?
We're going off.
No, we didn't have to. We seen Solange go elevator.
But we're going off of hearsay with that. We're going off of hearsay because Beyonce put a couple of verses in her song because her sister went off on him in the elevator. But we ain't seen their video of Jay-Z with
song,
no female. Yeah.
Song she didn't even write, mind you. She didn't even write either.
So you can't even compare it to two, is what I'm saying. You can't even compare
it
to two.
Yes, you can compare
it
to two. Jay-Z
no, you
admitted
cannot.
But listen.
Go ahead, Brandon.
Jay-Z not going to get caught slipping, though. Kevin Hart already said he has probably cheated on the Breakfast Club. Y'all remember that?
Kevin Hart said what?
He said he was probably cheating. Look at the last Breakfast Club interview when they was talking. He already said it. He said that's why he got caught up. But it ain't like his girl gonna leave him though. She ain't going nowhere. Who gonna leave Kevin Hart?
I agree with that. If it was a regular nigga, yeah.
But he ain't no regular nigga though.
and that's the messed up part about it because women and I mean all actuality. Women that are celebrities and men that are celebrities deal with it more than the average Joes. They do because of the money. That's the only reason why.
Everybody cheat. Money got nothing to do with that. Money got a little bit to do with it because you feel like you can get away with it, but everybody cheats.
No, I'm
everybody
saying women
cheats.
Tolerate.
Like, don't
women,
Vicky,
women
have you cheated?
Tolerate.
Have you cheated on somebody? I want to hear this question. Have you ever cheated on somebody?
I have never cheated. You know why? Because I'm woman enough
hit
to
hit the fraud
somebody.
Button.
It's a fraud. Go ahead.
You don't got a button that'd be like fraud.
I've never had a reason. I've never had a reason to cheat on anybody. Like, if I don't want to be with you no more, I'm gonna tell you, we're done.
I wasn't telling the truth.
Hey,
did somebody ever cheat on you though?
I've never had a reason. I've had somebody cheat on me before. Yes. I've had somebody cheat on me before, and guess what? He was gone, and I sold half of his shit on Facebook, Jordan's, for $2. Like, he was gone. So, I mean, I've had somebody cheat on me, but that's what I'm saying. If a celebrity female, if a celebrity cheats on a female, and they got money, they are not, more than likely, they're going to tolerate him because of what he can do for them, versus me. If they cheated on me, I wouldn't even deal with it. Like, if an average person who ain't got no money, I ain't dealing with that. Why is that like somebody banging pots together? I ain't getting no sleep because of y'all.
But to my man said, I wouldn't tell my man homegirl that he cheating on her. I wouldn't ever do anything like that.
No. Nobody would do that to their friend because it's loyalty. It's a loyalty code there with your friend. You would never tell your friend, significant other, that your friend is cheating on them. Nobody would do that.
Can I chime in? If you spend the night out on your dude, and then he say, where the fuck you was at? You say, I was at Shanika's house. You could have not seen Shanika in 3 weeks. If you call her phone and say, Shanika, then I just leave your house. She would be like, yeah, why? What's the matter? And instantly lie for you.
Yes. And then after she hang out with you because she know you on three-way, she going to get on the phone and be like, bitch, what did you do, bitch? What did you do?
And then it's Kiki.
That's what we do. But men do the same thing. Y'all not gonna snitch on your boy. Y'all not gonna do it.
All right, Coco, you ever cheated?
That was heavy flip. Moving on.
Coco, you ever cheated?
Hell no.
Nobody, yo, do you hear this? Do you hear this shit?
No, but I got
nobody wants to tell the truth.
No.
Wait a minute. Why would you think that I cheated? Why?
Yeah. No,
listen.
Because they're experienced with women. Because they're experienced.
But I don't have time to cheat. If you're not pleasing me in the sense of doing right by me, what, I'm not gonna.
So you telling me your whole life?
You know why? I'm gonna tell you why. I know
what?
That all women be cheating. Because they're not just going to say, I'm done, I don't want you no more. No, they're going to find the next nigga and keep you around while they swing to him. So what are you talking about? Cut the shit out. Even Samora said it.
Samora is not me. Yeah. I can't speak on what Samora do. That ain't got a shit to do with me.
Every girl got that one nigga though that they be dealing with on and off forever that they always, you know.
Oh yeah,
the same nigga that when niggas be going to their girl phone. You still talking to this nigga?
I really don't have time for that. Like, I got too much moving in my life to be worried about two or three different niggas. Like, I don't have time for that.
It's a different routine. You could pop a nigga off once a week. That's still cheating, right?
It's not even possible. Like, it don't fit in my schedule. No. If my nigga ain't in my life,
I understand the grown you won't do that, but you telling me your whole life, like, you didn't get a number while you had, like, you tell me, like, come on, like, cut, like, come on. Don't nobody believe you right now.
Have I got a number? Yes, I've got numbers.
That's cheating.
I got numbers. You're fucking cheating.
Shit,
the man that I'm with now, my fiance, I got a number and then came home and gave him the goddamn number and was like, here, look, I got a number. Look at this.
Here's the bullshit.
Look at this.
That's the bullshit.
Yo, did your story sound too good to be true, yo? Too good.
I
will get my fiance on the line and he will tell you. I got a number at a fucking gas station. We were at a gas station. And and I went to go in to use the bathroom. And while I was going in, this guy gave me his number. I came back to the car. I gave it to him and was like, look, babe, I just got a number. And he was like, what the fuck? And like, he was like, man, fuck that shit. You know, say, you know how y'all are. All
right, well, and you have a fiance. You know,
can I ask you a question, Coco? Is that
yes.
Coco?
Yes.
Are you writing a novel?
What?
You got some good ass. I said, are you writing a novel? Because you got some good ass stories.
Oh no, that's
your story.
No,
your stories is the best.
That's ADBA. That's
ADBA. But anyway, hey Brandon, hold on. We appreciate the call. We're gonna keep it moving. I'm gonna put you on pause real quick. We got another caller, and we got Nikki on the line. What's going on, Nikki? How you doing?
Hey guys, how are you?
Hi, Nikki.
Oh,
hi.
So what's going on?
So the whole thing with Kevin Hart, I really feel like that should have been a conversation between them. Like for him to come out before everything and make this whole live, you know, social media post about it, like take your woman in y'all room, y'all have a conversation. I would have liked that better than you going on social media making this whole long post before anything even came out. Like, apologize to your lady, not to the world. We don't have nothing to do with y'all relationship. As much as people, you know, get on social media talking about their issues and problems and celebrities, you know, everybody's going to be in their business. Like, that should have been a conversation for her.
But you don't think that it was, you don't find it admirable that, you know, he apologized to the world for his indiscretions?
No.
He's not with the world.
Nikki, he did that because... He didn't want her to be able to sell the little videos that ended up going up anyway to nobody else. So he tried to take value out of the whole situation by just selling everybody.
What value?
So she couldn't try to sell it to TMZ. She got sex tapes on him. You can sell it to TMZ, but if he tell everybody it's coming out, it take the value out of it.
No.
Nah.
Everybody still trying to watch it.
They don't
it.
Still
want to
see
it. From it. That made me want to see what it was even more. The fact that he had
right.
this whole post
right.
beforehand.
Right.
But how
and
much they paid for it before he confessed to it. If he never confessed to it and then it come out, it's like, oh, this nigga running around lying, we got the tape. But he confessed to it, it make the tape a little less valuable. That's all I'm saying.
And I'm sure he probably talked to her, you know what I'm saying, before he went on and did the live. I'm sure he probably talked to her and was like, babe, look, you know, this is the situation. And he probably did have that one-on-one with her. But then I'm pretty sure he got her approval before he went online and did all that. So, I mean, we don't know what happens behind closed doors in their home. So we can't say if he did or if he didn't already, like, clear the air with her before he went on and did that live video.
Now,
look, Nikki, no.
Moving on now. Now, the whole thing about everybody has cheated. No, that's a lie. Some people actually get done with people and move on. They don't try to hold on to more than one person at a time.
That's true. That's what I try to tell the men here, that everybody don't have time for that extra baggage. Everybody don't want to deal with that.
I think it's because, for the most part, for females, cheating is something completely different. Like, y'all can get a hard on and you want to have sex with whoever. You're not going to be emotionally attached to that female. But for females, for the most part, like, I'm not trying to have Tom, Dick, and Harry. I don't have time to put my emotions in tickle at one time. Like, it's
exactly.
not going to happen.
So
exactly. when I'm done with you, then I'll move on.
Nikki.
But I'm not going to do both at the same time. I can't do it.
Exactly, because like you said, previous shows, women are emotional creatures, and when we cheat, we actually
very emotional.
There, there is some type of emotion attached. We don't have time for all
right,
them emotions for all these different men.
Lies worse.
So we don't. So women don't because you know we don't have time.
It's not worse. It's equal. What are you talking
it is,
about?
No. Whoa. Let's back up. Yes, it is.
Up.
If a woman, it is backing up. Wait. Time out. All right. It is worse when a woman cheats. I'm not saying
somebody else is wrong.
Yeah, and when a woman do it, it's triple wrong, okay? Because
no, not,
when a woman do
it, triple wrong?
Listen,
double
I'm gonna tell you why.
It.
Because when a woman cheat, she's cheating with a purpose. Like she know what dick she wants, why she like. It's a whole bunch of lines. A man could cheat and it could be totally random. It could just be totally random. It could just be about sex. But when a woman cheats, it's about more than
that. Oh, babe,
it's about more than
that. Babe, I slipped in her. Babe, oh, I'm sorry.
No, he could cheat and it means
period.
Nothing. It just.
But it's a selfish act. You're not thinking about nobody.
You just said,
dick.
No. What did she say? I don't have time for this. I don't want to open my legs. So if she do it, she's doing it for a reason and a purpose. That's what I'm saying. That's what makes it worse. Do you understand?
So
like this. They're
just
like,
running out here with their own mind. They got their own mind, the penis. You. Real.
What?
Cheating is a choice. It's a choice.
Yeah, it is a
choice.
And then, but
if a female cheats, she's making a choice to get emotionally involved.
She's more devious with it. She's more devious with it. She's more devious with it.
It's not devious.
And yes, it is. What you talk about? You're not going to find a woman
win this
randomly.
Well, you're not going to win this one.
Come on, man.
Oh, you crazy.
Come on, man.
If that's the case, if it was all equal, then why when a woman cheat, a guy's not gonna like be like, oh, okay, yeah, I'm good, I'm gonna take you back. When a woman cheat, no, you done is a rat. A man cheat,
ego.
We could work with it. Why is that then? Why is that? Those are facts. Like the
ego.
Percentage of men,
and if the nigga dick is bigger
ego.
Or he did it better, it's gonna bother you.
Let me correct you on something, Will. If a man cheated and his woman took him back, she cheated the fuck too. That's why she took him back. Fuck wrong with you. That's not no lie. That was the acceptance. That's why you laughing. That was the acceptance. Like, oh, all right, it's cool.
She's back because she's planning on cheating on him later on, and he can't say nothing.
Well, she already did it, too. She already did it, too.
All right, we're going to keep it moving. We got
some
more callers.
This is a never-ending subject.
It is. We need more opinions.
We got some double standard issues, man.
I said this a million times. There are double standards. Women have double standards. Men have double standards. That's the way of life. It's not
but
equal.
That don't make it right.
There's no equal.
Don't make it right.
Not when it comes to cheating.
Y'all think a relationship is 50-50. Listen, let me tell you something. Y'all think a relationship is 50-50, right? It's not fucking 50-50. Have you given 50% of anything and another person gets 50% of anything and it works? No. The relationship is not 50-50.
Can we get another caller?
All right. Let's
come out.
Next caller.
They're going to get me out of here. All right. We're going to go to Can't Get On My Level. Can't Get On My Level. Are you there?
Yeah, I'm here.
All right. What's good, bro?
My man.
So, you know, I'm here to shake things up. I got
switch it up.
All right, so let me just add on Kevin Hart, though, because I don't like how he's getting, you know, targeted like he said, because at the end of the day, he's no different than any professional athlete. He's playing in the big leagues. First of all, he came into that relationship under scrutiny because he was cheating on the current wife,
allegedly,
an ex-wife. I mean,
factually.
She said it. A lot factually. Of people said it. I'm going to go ahead and say it's probably true.
Yeah,
but,
factually.
So she knew what she was getting into. He's someone that might sway to the left or right, you know, every now and then. You never know. He's in the elite league of money. There's so much money coming through and a lot of traveling and moving around. There's women everywhere. The NBA and the NFL and the professional athletes, they accept to a certain degree what their husbands or their significant others do, because they know what type of league they're in. They know this is for everything. What was my life like before all that other stuff? You gotta play the game, and you gotta learn to play it right. Kevin Hart coming out to the whole world because the media forced him to do that. They weren't going to leave him alone unless he gave them an apology, or they would have hated him. His brand is at stake with all these things. You know, he's killing it.
But it still takes a big man to do that. I mean, he didn't have to do it.
Here we go.
And y'all just going to let him get away with that, Coco?
I disagree. I'm gonna tell you why.
I agree with everything you said. I agree. He came out like that because he wanted sympathy from everybody else. He wanted people to say, "Oh, he's such a big man." That's a freaking PR move, man.
Somebody sounds like they represent the women that ain't gonna let you get away with shit.
Shots fired.
That ain't no shots fired because y'all not gonna get away with
who's
that.
Who's the shots fired? Who's the shot that?
He's trying to say Coco. Coco sound like the woman that she ain't gonna let her man get away with shit. You're right.
I don't have to worry about that, my man. But this is something else I wanted to talk about, because you guys keep bringing up, you know, money and fame, but not every man with fame and money cheats. So therefore,
like who don't?
I haven't heard nothing about Tamia and Grant Hill. You know what I'm saying? They've been married for a long time. It's no scandal. So,
Didn't she have a stranger in her house?
Really? We're going to let them know.
No, because y'all trying to reflect on, y'all trying to say that Beyonce songs was a tell all about Jay-Z, so she had strangers in her house.
About Beyonce. This ain't about Beyonce and Jay-Z. I'm talking about other people, too. There's others that have not, they don't have this problem. Okay? Again, cheating is by choice. Just because you got money does not give you a free pass to cheat.
Now, I think Buddha might disagree with me, but I believe that as a man, if you find the right woman, like that woman that you always want.
Did he just call her Buddha?
No, it's for Jamie. What's your name on there? What's his name?
You talking about John
Dale? Yo, Rick James.
So what Rick James has said, he said that, what'd you say, Rick James? I'm sorry.
Yeah.
Rick James is agreeing with Coco.
Listen, first of all, y'all see, this is what I hate. Y'all frauding on here, right? Okay, this frauding shit needs to stop.
Who's frauding?
Listen, let me tell you something. First of all, Juice just texted me and said, if you have money, you get three passes. Law. Facts.
That's why Juice ain't doing tonight.
You're right.
Oh my God! It's just like they was frauding about Hov. Listen, they tried to tell us that no matter how much money Hov ain't gonna sleep with them. Get the fuck out of here and stop lying.
You
like if Hov pulled up,
I would not sleep with him. I looked at a picture of him the other day and almost my breakfast.
I
looked at a picture of him the other day
question?
And almost Earl.
Yeah, go ahead.
Knees are horrible. All right.
So, is it safe to say that every good man cheats at least once a year?
Is it safe to say what?
No.
I asked the men this question. I said, is it safe to say every good man cheats at least once a year?
I think that could be true. I think
Y'all stupid. This is the dumbest shit that y'all done said on this whole show. Y'all stupid as shit.
Exactly.
Y'all stupid.
How? Listen.
Wait.
So we telling me y'all ladies telling me that if a man cheats, that he's ass, that's it. Like he's the worst human being in the world. Is that what we're saying?
No, that's not the question that was just asked.
The worst human being in the world, but he's wrong.
That's not the question that was just asked, though.
Yeah, but Coco, you could be wrong, too. Like, you act like this shit don't stink. Wrong is wrong, but y'all making it seem like cheating is, like, the fucking worst.
Hello?
Hello?
Nikki?
Who we got on the line? Yeah.
It's a party line. We got everybody.
I'm just listening.
Nikki, what you gotta say, Nikki?
Did he say every good man cheats at least once a year?
Yes, that's what you said, Nikki.
Listen, I said that could be true. Yes, that could be true. I think
I'm telling y'all the truth.
Defined by the stakes.
I'm telling.
What do you think, Nikki?
That's part of his character. Like, I would question everything that you ever say and do.
Exactly.
If you can't have that type of loyalty to the one person that you decided to be in a relationship with.
Exactly.
Thank you.
Nikki,
you
haven't been cheated on.
If you feel like you're supposed to cheat on somebody else.
Our goal is for you to not know.
Hello?
Yeah. Nikki, you ever been cheated on?
Who hasn't?
You haven't been cheated on? So
oh,
your
I didn't
man
say that. I said who hasn't.
No, she said. She said who hasn't.
Okay, so.
I'm sure they
okay,
have,
so
but I still wouldn't
if it's
consider
a common,
them good
so
men.
If it's so common, then why? Then that means there are no good men, the way y'all say it.
No, we just picked the wrong one.
No, I don't think every man cheats.
Yeah, we just hit the wrong one.
That's
we hit the one that so, likes to grab.
Okay,
grab
every man doesn't cheat, but a cheating man is not a good man. That's what I'm. That's
no,
what I'll take the whole
he's
conversation.
He's not a good character. He's not a good character. He may
then
be
what's
a
the
hard
fucking difference between a good character and a good man? What? Like y'all talking in fucking circles.
Exactly. He's not good. That's my point.
Your definition of a good man and my definition could be two totally different things. Because what
right.
I feel is good may not be what right, is important
so, okay,
to you.
Okay, so can a good man cheat? Can a good man cheat and still be a good man? That's what I'm asking.
Juice said, everyone cheats. It's all about not getting caught.
Oh, wow.
Facts. But back to my question.
Oh,
can,
my God.
I've never cheated, so...
Well, we're not talking about you.
So we're only talking about men cheaters?
Yeah, we're talking about men cheaters. Because, to me, I think when a woman cheats, it's far worse than when a man cheats. So once you cheat, yeah, you're bad.
Because you're a man.
Yeah,
of course
you feel that way.
No, this is why. No.
So I got a question.
This is why.
Is it safe to say, because based off of our conversation tonight, you got three women on the phone who have all honestly admitted that they have never cheated on a man, but every man on this phone are so hard up on cheating. So is it safe to say that men cheat more than women?
Ho. I agree with y'all on some stuff. Don't say every man on the phone.
But.
Don't throw me under the bus. Don't throw me under the bus.
Is it safe to say that
honesty, all three women on the phone with the honesty is crack?
No, that's not safe to say because we all opened up. We're on a live radio show. We have people listening that we know. We have people that can call up at any minute and be like, "She's a effing liar." Nobody's called up. So
yes,
no
exes are on my
like that.
Page.
Exactly.
They would
nobody gonna expose nobody like that.
Yes, they will.
My man, Will,
can I get this in y'all real quick? This is something that I found online that I took a screenshot of. Things women lie about. It say being over their ex, being in a committed relationship, being mixed with Cherokee Indian, being a squirter, being celibate, not being clingy, not being argumentative, not having trust issues, how long their hair used to be, needing to find a babysitter, only giving head to boyfriends, and cheating. And this is on a woman's page.
That's okay. On a girl's page, not a grown woman.
Yeah, that is on a
oh,
girl's
wow.
page.
That's on
a
girl's
child
page.
Page.
That
is
oh, she got to be a girl for keeping her real? She a girl because she's keeping it a being?
She's
oh,
immature.
She's 24. Yeah, she's 24
don't tear her down. Don't tear her down.
She's 24 years old. Yeah, she
I can't even. Yeah.
Okay,
I can't remember
all right. We didn't spend 45 minutes on cheating, so we need to, like, kind of wrap this up because we got to move on. So what's the moral of the story? Like, I'm still lost. I don't know.
The amount of funds in your account does not mean you can cheat.
No, that's true. But the amount of your account does dictate the relationship, and that's what you need to understand.
Wow.
For who?
It doesn't. Money,
not the relationship.
That relationship.
No. I'm trying to figure out how Will he come on some listen like he right.
Well, you need to switch the subject before the whole show be about
yeah,
this. You're about to start something totally different with what you just said.
I'm just saying that a good man can cheat. That's it. Leave it alone. Kevin Hart could still be a good dude just because he cheated. That don't mean he's not a good dude.
Disagree.
Just because a man cheat can
we'll
still be a good
disagree.
Dude.
Disagree.
Yeah, and
disagree.
You will disagree because
disagree.
You're emotional.
He's
and,
not a
and
good
and
dude
emotional.
To
you
be in
disagree.
A relationship with. How
not
about
a good
that?
Dude to be single.
How about,
why keep cheating?
No. How about
why,
y'all emotional and
cheating?
Taking
why
it too far?
Why he has to marry Shorty? He know he's not ready for marriage. He couldn't even do the first one right. Why get married? Just be single to whoever you want to.
Oh, this is such bullshit, yo. Y'all got to right, move on.
Okay, move on. Let's move on. Bullshit. Let's move on. Let's move on. Let's move on. Next topic.
Woosa.
Next
like,
topic.
We need another. We're going to. All right. We talking. All right. Y'all seen
hey,
the
Ju, stop
each one hip hop award.
Get off my Ju.
Listen, Ju said he a good dude if he married two people. He tried to make two people honest. That's not a good dude.
He no. said he a good dude if two people married him.
He better have
exactly.
Man, bye.
I'm drunk because I'm
people get married every day, B.
Exactly.
Right.
For
right.
all the wrong reasons, too. Next topic.
Oh,
he
that's
have five.
Such bullshit. That is such bullshit, yo. Y'all fucking tripping. Like,
six wives.
And Rick James, I am so disappointed in you. I'm so disappointed in you right now.
James, we are so
I'm
so proud
of fucking
hey,
disappointed
in
you. This nigga's
so
on mute. He ain't saying shit. He's agreeing with motherfuckers. Like,
Rick
what is?
James,
I'm so disappointed in you right
so
now. I'm so
you.
Fucking disappointed in you. Right
I'm
of fact, this
on your
you
back
did.
Right now.
Welcome anytime. Welcome anytime on the show.
All right.
Rick James, right, congratulations.
Moving on. All right. Did y'all see the VH1 Hip Hop Honors?
Yes.
I
didn't
see
it, but
person.
I did see some comments about it.
It's
horrible.
Mariah Carey looked like she
I
was
mean,
on every drug.
Wow.
I heard they didn't even represent all the 90s artists.
Well,
that
I don't know if they were doing all the
quite
artists
a few.
Of the 90s. They just chose a certain group. But here's the thing. I'm gonna get on a few things from that show. But in particular, I wanted to talk about Missy because she opened the show. Missy opened the show. But where do we rank Missy as far as female rappers? I'm curious.
She's
because,
the female
rappers?
Yeah. Like, is she number one? Is she
the
like, where
she's
do we rank
female
her?
Version
where
of
we rank Missy?
She would have to
but
be.
What does that
maybe...
mean? I don't know what that means.
Noriega is an entertainer. He could never count on the best rapper list or nothing like that. Just pure entertainment.
Right.
So you saying Missy Elliott is
game.
Pure entertainment?
She's just pure entertainment. She can never count in a. She couldn't go head to head with none of the lyrical
Remy.
Female MCs. No, not Remy. MC Light, Queen Latifah, none of them. On no battle kind
Lauren.
Of stuff like that. Nah. No,
okay.
Hell no.
So let's go.
I love Missy, but I don't see her being like
a lyricist, like, at all. Like, she's entertaining.
She's an entertainer. Oh, she got all hits. She crank out hits, but it's just entertainment.
Yeah, I don't see her, like, spitting no bars. Like, no, I don't
know. Yeah, she's not a lyricist.
Yeah, she's not a lyricist. No, not at all. No.
She a female Fat Man Scoop. Is y'all bitches looking wet yet? That's what she say on her song this year.
Oh, God.
I can't stand you.
Did y'all see Candy forget the steps to her dance?
Are you serious?
Yeah, she forgot the steps.
Wow. Did she perform with, I told y'all I didn't watch it, so did she perform with Escape?
She did, and then her and Tiny came out and did, was it No Scrub?
Yeah, they did.
Yeah,
they did.
They
also wrote
it,
too.
Yeah, Tiny was dancing, and Candy forgot the move.
No Scrub. Why would Tiny be doing No Scrub?
Because he wrote it. They wrote
that. Two of them
allegedly.
Came out. They had a couple
that. Oh, they wrote that?
Yeah, they had a couple people come out and sing other people's songs. Yeah.
But,
like, they had
another question I want to ask, right? So, I mean, we all know that 90s was, like, the golden era as far as music. You know, the most classic albums came out in the 90s. But...
Mm-hmm.
If we could go back into all right, so let me ask, what's better now? Is the 90s better or today better? And I'm not talking just music, I'm talking about just in general. Just is what's better, 90s or now? And Coco, I know you a 70s baby, so you know, you could probably answer this more than anybody else.
I'm
an 80s baby, but I grew up in the 90s.
No matter what this happens today, the 90s will always be number one.
The 80s and
90s.
Yeah.
All right. So, all right. Who? Anybody else want to talk about? Like, do we think the 90s was just the best era? Was that the best era?
90s was the best era.
I think 90s for me, because everything wasn't about social media then. Like, none of that was going on, and we still had the best time, and people were living their life and having fun. And now it's like every time you look, somebody's on their phone. They're not really enjoying life like we were then.
Right. Like, you back in the 90s, you was outside on the corners.
Can I tell you something, Nikki?
Riding, playing the music. You know,
right. I just want to tell you, Nikki, that this show is called Not Another Podcast. We don't take ourselves seriously here. We just like the joke. You don't have to be so, like, you know, like, you don't got to be so political. Like, you can be ratchet. You know, you can be ratchet.
Leave her alone.
I'm just saying.
Leave her alone.
We welcome ratchetness. We welcome it. We welcome it on the show. So just throwing it out there.
Can I say something?
All right, Buddha, what do you think of that?
I wanted to reiterate on what she said. She said, just going outside, the kids don't get all of that. They just on the phone. But also, these kids got money now. They be doing stuff. These kids be throwing their own parties and car clubs and stuff like that. So they don't have to just be playing King Ball on the block and Double Dutch, even though they missing out on stuff. The reason why is because they have money now. These kids be having money, so they be doing stuff that we probably couldn't do because we ain't had no goddamn money to do it. So we was out on the block playing. The best thing to us was walking up to the park, going to the swimming pool, playing king ball, jump rope, catch a girl, get a girl. These little niggas got money. They're going to the movies. They're going
skating.
They
have money, and they have a 5-second attention span. That's all it is. Because we could go outside and be outside for hours doing whatever. We could be on a friend's porch.
Yeah.
We laughing and joking, waiting for the ice cream.
Yeah.
I don't know.
You said what?
Eating oodles and noodles and peanut cheese.
My kids still like
Chico
Oodles and Noodles, so.
Chico Sticks was the thing, too.
Oodles and Noodles is some good eating.
Nah, ladies.
Right now,
all right.
They don't know nothing about that.
I think the 90s was better. I mean, obviously, music was better. Obviously, like, you went outside more. Like, you didn't have all this interactive stuff like they do now. Like, my daughter, she doesn't even, like, she watches YouTube videos. Like, you know, we didn't have all that in the 90s. But the one thing I will
that's
say about the 90s, well, about the 2000s, that's better now. The TV shows are better now than they were back then. Like, I'm going to be honest,
no.
man.
No.
No.
What?
No.
What?
Listen. Listen. No, listen, listen. There were some classic shows in the 90s. But overall, the shows are better, way better now. New York Undercover really wasn't that good, especially when the Rican Bull died. Like, I'm telling you, you had Martin, you had Fresh Prince, and then you had, Martin, Fresh Prince, what else you had?
Simon and Living Color.
I can go on Netflix right now and give you 20 Jones right now. I can give you 20 good shows right now. 20. You can't give me 20 shows in the 90s. You can't give me 10. Give me 10.
20 good shows that
give
you can watch
give me
with 10. The family.
Give me
10. Let's backtrack.
Just run all 20, Will.
Okay.
20 from the 90s. What are you talking about? Happy Days.
You can give me 20 shows that not everybody has seen. Everybody
knows Family Matters. Family Matters, the whole TVIF Friday.
Okay, y'all, we got callers. Hold on.
That
was
trash.
Who's our caller?
We got Derek on the phone. Derek, you there?
What's good?
Hey, Derek.
Going, Derek.
What's up? The 2000s is better. We get better as we go, man, because we add on to what we've done already. So we.
Bye, Derek.
Bye, Derek.
2000s is better.
Derek.
Come on, cut it out.
No, I was to tell the truth.
Hey, Derek.
How old is Derek?
I'm an old head.
How old is Derek? He must be a 90s baby growing up in the
2000s. I'm an old head. You know what I mean?
Nah. Oh, Derek,
listen, Derek, real quick.
What's
real
better?
Quick, I want to interrupt Derek. Listen, I don't want to interrupt Derek real quick, but I just want to shout out two shows my man Black just put me on that came out in the 90s. Homeboys in Outer Space and Block. Go ahead, Derek.
Yo,
they was trash. Yeah, both of them was wet.
They was trash.
They was both trash.
Exactly.
Both of them were straight.
Anyway. But we could name off 20 good shows though from the 90s. I'm just saying.
Will you try to say Family Matters? Y'all give me one good show.
You're trying to say Family Matters was straight. You were trying to change your name to Stephon on Elm Street.
Yeah.
The Cosby was the shit.
What?
Ain't nobody said Martin.
Will said Family Matters was trash, but back in the day, he was telling chicks his name was Stephon down South Street.
No.
That shit was trash, though.
Hey, Stephon.
Stephon Urkel.
Stephon, why are you tripping, Stephon?
Listen, don't let them gas you. First, all right, here's the thing about all those shows in the 90s, right? They all ended well.
You could watch them.
Fresh Prince ended, like, kind of okay. Martin was ass after, like, when he couldn't go in the same room with Gina. It was ass. Y'all want to miss this show.
Shit.
And I'm not saying this
all
is a classic show. I'm just saying, y'all can't give me 10 good shows in the 90s. Give me 10 good shows in the 90s, please.
Martin,
it's like 80.
You're talking about
Will. Come on. Hey, Will, so you going to tell me Heat of the Night wasn't classic?
That's the 80s. They were 80s.
I still watch the Heat of the
Night Court.
Night Court was this shit.
Not a trap, bro. I was slapped by Baywatch. Listen, you know how
Baywatch was the shit.
I was
so well. Zena and Hercules was trash.
Yeah, that was trash.
All
that shit was trash.
Cause
listen, no show in the 90s, only other than Fresh Prince of Bel-Air, had a beginning and an end. All those other shows were trash. What was the season finale of Family Matters? You don't know because you didn't watch it because it was trash. What was the season finale of Charmed
come
out? You don't know because it was trash. What was the season finale
when
of
Charmed come
Carter?
Out?
You don't know because it was trash.
When did Charmed come out?
Charmed came out in the 90s.
Charmed was the shit.
Charmed was the shit.
Baywatch.
Charmed was the shit.
Okay, let me say this.
I still watch Charmed like 6 in the morning.
Different
I say the difference is the shows that we watched in the 90s, you could possibly watch with your family. The good shows that we watch now, you can't sit around with your kids and watch those shows.
I don't watch that shit.
No, that's not true.
What shows are out now
that's good that you could watch
Lincoln
with your
Heights.
Kids too?
Lincoln
and get
Heights.
And get a lesson out of it.
Lincoln Heights.
You're not even watching it.
Lincoln Heights.
I don't know what that is.
Trash.
Watch sports.
But can y'all give me 10? Y'all still can't give me 10.
We just
what,
made 10 like
shows? You made like 20.
You said like 20
shows. Right. You named like 20
shows. Y'all named seven. You said Family Matters, Charm, Night Court, which... All right.
Charles and George.
Sister.
And those shows were on for years. What shows are on now that's been on as long as these shows?
Moesha.
None.
Moesha. Oh, my God.
Living Single.
I'm done.
Yes.
Living Single.
Y'all wasn't watching Living Single?
Living Single.
Don't sleep on Friends. And Seinfeld.
Don't sleep on Friends.
And Living Color. Wayne's.
Wayne's Brothers, Seinfeld,
right.
Different Strokes,
Frasier,
Friends,
right.
Y'all trip.
What was the one after Frasier when he worked at the radio station?
That was Frasier. You talking about Cheers?
That was Frasier. Okay.
Yeah, Frasier was spun off from Cheers. Yo, first of all, Moesha was ass, man. Come on, man. It was good.
Frasier
was
spun off. Girlfriends,
like
y'all wasn't watching
season.
Girlfriends? Yeah. Girlfriends.
Girlfriends was the shit.
Yes.
Matter of fact, on the Ball Flex, his
listen.
Show with his daughter, that was the shit.
One on one.
Hanging with Mr. Cooper.
Jamie Foxx show.
Well, you were tripping. We just named like 40
shows.
Yeah.
Right, we named like 40 shows, y'all. He's dumb.
Now name 20 shows from now. That's good. That's
yes,
what I thought.
Will.
All right.
Quiet. Yeah, that's
what
we thought.
Power, Game of Thrones. Narcos, Stranger Things.
Queen of the South.
Queen of the South.
But it's only on
Animal Kingdom.
Insecure.
Animal Kingdom.
Seven.
Snowfall.
Eight.
Snowfall, Insecure,
Shades of
Blue, Ballers, Survivor's Remorse.
Now, 11.
The Walking Dead.
But how many of these shows have been on as long as those shows have been on?
Hey, these shows are like four seasons. They're about 4 seasons. They getting there.
Walking Dead. The thing with 11. Breaking Bad.
12.
Breaking Bad. Sopranos. The Wire.
Sopranos
came out a long time ago, so did The Wire.
It wasn't the 90s, though.
2000, it wasn't the 90s. Relax.
Okay, so 13.
The Wire.
13. And how many seasons?
Ozark
was good. It only has one season.
Yeah.
14.
Okay,
that's what I'm
saying. Scandal. 15. But we can put that in there. But either way, I just named a whole bunch, and
that's 15. That's still like 20. We named 40, and you came up with 15.
All right, okay, listen. I won. It's over. I won. All right,
no,
so,
you didn't win. You lost.
Speaking of TV, right? You know, we always got to rank stuff. So, Martin versus Fresh Prince.
Martin.
I'm going to have to say Fresh Prince. I'm going to have to go with Martin. Well, I'm only going with Fresh Prince because I'm in love with Will. That's all. I've seen every episode of both, so I can't really.
Right.
I can't pick.
Between Will and Freaking Carlton, it was just better than Martin. Cole was stupid. Cole was stupid. I can't even take nothing from Cole. Cole, you stupid.
Martin just had a bunch of different characters, but I don't know. I think I liked Fresh Prince only because they had more real situations that I could relate to. Martin was just silly as hell.
Okay, what's the
point? Hold on. So let me make I just want to make a quick comment about the Martin and Fresh Prince comparison. Now, I think Martin is probably better because if you want to judge, like, the best seasons versus the best season of Fresh Prince, Martin's probably better. But, however, Martin got a little light, and Fresh Prince, you know, like, y'all, come on. Y'all can't listen. Martin, after when they couldn't, like, be in the same room together, it got weird. It was corny. It was whack. Like,
it really
Fresh Prince
wasn't,
was good
though,
from beginning to end.
Really go through that.
It really was.
No, because
it really was.
Really go through that
when
they
start
really
meeting up at Nipsey's, it was whack. You know? When they started meeting up at Nipsey's all the time, it got a little. It was a little light. Like I said, if I had to compare it from beginning to end, I think Fresh Prince from beginning to end was better. But if you just want to go off sheer just like funniness in the best season, Martin definitely had the best seasons. But I think Fresh Prince might trump him. Because Fresh Prince was funny from start to finish. Martin was not funny from start to finish. No, the facts.
I think so.
You don't watch the old Martin. You don't watch the newer Martins. You don't watch them.
I got all the seasons. It ain't no newer Martins. Martin's finished.
Speaking
with
on Martin.
100 episodes. 100 episodes. He was done. They ended his episodes with 100 episodes. I got all the seasons. I don't play when it comes to Martin. Shit, I go to see some of Martin movies before I see Will movies, because Will movies was the same damn thing.
Will played the same characters. Will got way more classic movies than Martin. What are you talking about?
But he played
way
he
more.
You're
not
going
to
be
a robot. What else?
Character.
Independence Day.
All the movies that Will Smith guy, I swear to God, he always played by himself. Like, he's always by himself. It's me against the world.
This last
comedy. What movie has Martin ever been in that wasn't a comedy?
Besides, it always has to be the funny guy.
But it's different comedy,
though.
But I can't take
it.
If he was in a movie where he had to be serious, I couldn't watch it.
Wild Wild West's ass. Oh, did y'all know? Did y'all know Will Smith turned down The Matrix for the Wild Wild West movie? Facts. That movie was it wasn't supposed to go to Keanu Reeves. It's supposed to go to Will Smith. He turned that down.
I wouldn't have been able to believe his character. I wouldn't have been able to believe that.
All right, so are we going to go to the real, the seriousness tonight? Now that we all got the rationness out, we're going to get to the serious topic tonight. And we had overtime, so we got to make it quick.
There was another serious topic?
Yeah. All right, so let's get into, you know, the young lady name. What was her name?
Kanika.
Kanika Jenkins. Kanika Jenkins. Rest in peace.
Yeah.
So
I don't want to hang up, y'all.
Don't hang up then. Like, what was – I don't understand. Like,
I don't want to start crying and y'all start laughing at me.
Put the phone on mute. Put the phone on mute.
Okay.
Start crying. All right.
So –
She really said that.
We can't get serious. We just can't get serious.
I don't want to hang up, you guys. It's had me emotional for this whole time. I'm sorry.
I don't want to hang up.
That passed away. If y'all not. If y'all been under a rock, basically it was a young lady from Chicago. She went to a hotel party and with some friends and basically was found dead the next day in a freezer. There's been a lot of speculation, right? There's been a lot of speculation how she died. Obviously, the parents are saying that it's murder, that someone set her up, a friend set her up. But the police have not made a statement on far as if it's a homicide, if it was accidental. So it's kind of weird because you would think something, I mean, it's a hotel. There's a big hotel. Okay. It's not like a Snoopy Fox or anything like that. It's a nice hotel. So there are cameras everywhere. So you would think something like this would get wrapped up, you know, right away. And it hasn't. And there's a lot of speculation. So how do we feel about this?
I think somebody put her in there. And I say that because the way she just looked like she was very, I don't think it was drunk. I think somebody put something in her drink or something, the way she was stumbling around. To me, that's not a
drug
type of stumble. It's more of a drug, you know, stumble. And then for the fact that the freezer door is so heavy to pull. It's not like a refrigerator door where you just open it up and it shuts behind you. You actually have to slide it open, go in, and then slide it back to close. And I haven't heard anything about fingerprints or her fingerprints being on the handle. Why isn't that being released?
Video.
They just keep talking about videos. What's the video show?
There's a video of one of the employees showing how there's only a handle on the outside of that door. Like, there's no way for her to close it from the inside. So, really, I feel like somebody seen her in the state that she was in, and I think they really just took advantage of the situation.
Yeah.
I think they seen her stumbling around and was like, I'm going to just follow her, and then I'm going to do what I need to do.
Where's the rape kit
and all that stuff?
Right, because then they said
I was
she was raped.
The same thing. That's what people
right.
were
That's
saying,
saying,
but I haven't seen that
but
from
now,
any.
Now, there's another video surfacing where some. It looked like there's a guy standing in the hallway door. No. One, it looked like somebody pushed her off the elevator. Then you see her walking down this hallway, and there's a guy standing at the door. But the girl don't even look like her, and she like way thicker. Her jeans, the real girl, you can see her skin through the jeans. This girl is like a white, like the pockets is there through the holes or whatever. So that was just crazy. But what I don't like is that a lot of black people going on people's Instagrams like, everybody think they did a detective, let the cops do their job. Since when do black people let the cops do their job or the cops be doing their job for black people? For you to say some shit like that. And then you circling everything about the next episode of Power. Look, they missed the camera in the office. Circle some shit about that. You know what I'm saying? Don't deter nobody. Just don't comment on it.
You know, one of the things that I had an issue with, what was that case where that young black guy was found in a mat in the gym? Was that in Chicago, too?
I don't know if it was in Chicago,
no, was,
but I know
was,
what you're
that,
talking about.
I think
that
it was
when they
Georgia.
Had rolled his body
Georgia.
Up in the
it
mat.
Was in Georgia.
Yeah,
yeah
that was
Georgia.
Body,
yeah. Georgia.
Been there for quite a while.
Yeah, but then his organs disappeared. Remember that?
Yeah.
His what?
Yeah.
His
organs. They
took
his
organs.
Oh,
out
yeah.
His body.
It was newspaper in his organs, in his body.
Yeah.
And they said that he got into an altercation with these white guys. And their father happened to be in with the FBI, and he was on the scene. They was like the first on the scene. But why would the FBI be first on the scene for a regular, you know, police case?
Yeah. Right. And now, but you know, they never took it any further. They just closed it. You know what I'm saying? But there's been rumors that they're targeting black people for organs. And it was just interesting to me that she was frozen.
Where they been doing this?
yeah, but she was frozen.
What you talking about? Whoa! Stop the presses! No, listen, we're not going to say bullshit. Okay, what you mean they've been doing this? What evidence? When did you hear? Like, talk. Please talk. I just want to know when they did this before, and what case.
You can't. Stop by this, Will. Are you serious?
No. Listen. You said
all
yeah,
the
been,
stuff that they've
okay,
done
when?
To black people
when
in
did
this
they,
country.
When did they been doing this? When was they been taking organs? When?
Remember,
when?
They said this a while ago. They said
it's
that
been
a while
talked
ago.
About on a couple documentaries.
Yeah.
Nobody
they said
was
that a while
nobody
ago.
Nobody was telling truth.
What
that
is?
That a while
what
ago.
Are you talking about? We just said like, y'all just saying shit. Like,
no,
I was
they
young,
really did say
as
that.
As long
like,
as I'm on air, when? Give me documentation. When? What city? What date?
I didn't know we was going to talk about this.
No,
I would have did my research.
No,
but they have been saying it for a while. Like, they've been saying for a while now that a lot of African-American people have been being killed. And this was like, shit, we talking about the 90s.
So,
this was like back in the 90s when African-Americans were being killed for their body parts.
I was saying that. Back in the 90s, they were saying more so if you were as an African-American with an organ donor on your license, they wouldn't, you know, try to save you. But this is the first I'm hearing of they was targeting to actually just kill you and steal your organs.
This was said a while ago.
Yeah.
Right, but we don't have any facts.
What do you think they're going to write it down?
and then think about this on a large scale. There's so many black kids, black people missing. We don't get that same media attention. You can't tell me that some of these people are probably not their organs and stuff being taken. There's no way to be found. And no, they don't put in the same amount of work to look for us. It's easy.
It's an outrage.
As far as the the Kanika Jenkins,
they're with our black organs,
because
I can't
speak on that because I don't have facts, so I really can't speak on that with the organs things. But that's just something that came up that I've heard before. But as far as the Janika, the Kanika Jenkins situation.
Man.
I know. Shit, I done mixed her name up and shit. The Kanika Jenkins situation. I mean, Rick James made a comment saying that people should be like, people are saying that, you know, let the investigators do their job. I'll be honest with you. I kind of feel the same way. I let these people do their job. These videos have surfaced from the investigators, the videos haven't shown shadows and arms and all this stuff. And then you got 50 million people out here that have capabilities to edit videos and to put what they want in videos and take what they want out of videos. And so now you got 18 different videos surfacing with 18 different things. People see 18 million different things in these videos. So now you got to check all these videos. Let the investigators do their job. If they don't want to do their job, I mean, it's sad because the family will never get the justice that they need if that is the situation, if the videos are being fucking edited to save face for certain individuals. So they're never going to get the justice they want, but...
Oh, I'm sorry. I was trying to help you out. I'm sorry. My bad.
Really?
I want to give you some theme music.
I don't want no theme music. Because I'm being serious right now. Because I'm like Nikki. Like, I'm trying not to cry. Because the situation is, like, don't, you know what I'm saying? Like, let, if, the more people
they're
that get
adding
involved,
to it.
The more people that get involved. Exactly. Y'all adding to the stuff that the police have to do. Now they got to look at this video. And they got to look at this video. And they got to look at to make sure that the video was edited. So you're adding on to what they already have to investigate. So they're making,
well,
people think they're helping by putting all these videos out, but you're actually making the investigators' jobs harder.
Why are they getting the video?
It take longer, but you want to answer yesterday.
Right.
I think, honestly, I think a white man killed that young lady because it's no reason why they have all those cameras and cannot make a conviction or at least an arrest unless, to me, it was complicated.
Or anybody that was behind her.
It's just too much.
I'm sure. If they had an inkling that it was a black person, he was going down and
she would have been up under the jail the same day.
Right. They would have already said, oh, yeah, we found out who did it. It was the guy from the room.
Right.
He's in custody. But it must be somebody else. It could have been somebody else that was staying, a white person that was staying in the hotel and seen her all messed up. But I do believe her friend slipped her son. That's why she was walking around like that.
And
like, I
did
not know these kids take things anyway. You never know what she took on her own. My daughter, we just had this conversation because a situation like this came up with her and some friends at a party. The difference is my daughter was not leaving her friend with anybody or letting her go anywhere. She took her home. People are just assuming, like, oh, they slipped her this, they gave her this. These kids are trying anything. They are trying whatever is out there. So I just need people to stop assuming that this is what happened or assume this what happened. People had this whole case solved looking at this girl's glasses. And
they
don't even know what happened. Like, get all the facts. Get all of the facts. Don't just add stuff and you swear you hear this and you hear that. Like, come on.
Right, and then leave it alone.
I'll tell you one thing. I can never stay at that hotel while that's unsolved. I would always think it's some supernatural stuff going on
there.
Yeah,
right.
I
can never stay at that hotel while that's unsolved.
Do you want to know the crazy thing about that hotel? Because I'm here in Chicago, and most people don't know this, but I'm in the Army. I'm actually a recruiter. We actually send our people there every day. The government has a contract with that hotel, so... It's crazy that hotel. That's why I'm saying like that.
Is the
that
one.
Hotel is not. If that hotel is not like a Snooty Fox, they have cameras everywhere. Like it's a nice hotel. I want to go as far as 5-star, but it's 4-star. They can
that
solve
means.
That case, but the fact that the police are not putting the facts out bothers me, and that's why I think a white person. Probably killed that young lady.
Yeah.
That's just my
somebody that was. It could have been somebody that was staying there that's high up. You know what I'm saying? Like some type of executive somewhere. Somebody who can put money into that place and they're trying to hide it.
Or maybe it just wasn't. Maybe it really just wasn't no cameras in that area.
No.
And maybe her friends put her in there and didn't expect her to die. And now they're trying to cover it up.
No, I think it's because it's too much stuff coming out, too many videos coming out, so they can't come up to a conclusion.
That hotel,
because too many stuff.
That hotel.
It's too much. It's
I know
too
about
much
this
editing
hotel.
And shit. They don't have that. It's too much stuff coming out. Like they don't have the capability.
But listen,
it was
telling you,
friends,
that hotel.
They wouldn't be trying to hide that. They would be trying to get them locked up so that they can take all the heat off of it being the hotel's fault. So.
Yep. That's why.
It's a lot of stuff that's going on.
Yeah.
And, you know, we just pray for the family and, you know, and we just pray that, you know, justice, you know,
and people
prevails
stop fucking posting videos. Leave this shit alone and let the investigators do it. Leave this shit alone. Because what y'all doing is y'all prolonging them finding evidence because every time another video come out, they have to look into that video. They have to look into everything to come out. So let them fucking do their job. People stop posting shit and let these people find out what really happened to that baby girl. Like, seriously.
Yeah. Okay. All right. Well, I think we're gonna end it like that, because we already in OT.
Right.
Do we have any random moments? Anybody got any random moments Are we gonna go to Randall? Anybody got anything Randall?
No? Cardi B got pulled over today by a New York cop, and apparently he roughed her up or whatever. So I guess her her money moves ain't really do much for her.
Wow. I heard T.I. and Tiny got another baby on the way.
No, I seen Bobby V and Scrap.
Oh Lord. What?
Can you repeat that?
Bobby V and Scrappy?
What about Bobby V and Scrappy? What?
Okay. I don't know. I guess that's how he ended the show. He ended it with that. I don't know. Big Theory Man. Yeah. Coco, you got anything random?
I have nothing.
My random moment.
I
saw the Tupac movie.
You saw the Tupac movie?
Oh, okay. Yeah, I saw the Tupac movie. Yeah, it was definitely trash, but I think it was trash just because
I think
Tupac, like, y'all have this imaginary thing of who y'all think this guy is. So y'all try to build this movie around it and kind of find out he wasn't that thorough who like y'all thought he was. And so the movie was trash. I mean, yeah. So,
wow.
I'm upset with the movie.
Series.
Oh, are you back? Hey, yeah. What happened to Bobby V and Scrappy?
Oh, they was in a room full of trainees.
Oh, Lord. All right, so y'all going right, to let me know whether T.I. and Tiny having a baby or no, because I haven't really been on all day.
Are they having a baby again?
Somebody said number 8. No, somebody said that she
it was reported.
Again.
It was reported that she was pregnant, and that's where it ended.
Oh Lord!
Yeah, it was a rumor that she was pregnant. Yeah.
Oh my God!
Yeah.
Jesus.
Oh my God!
But can anybody confirm that?
Please don't let that be.
Wasn't they supposed to get a divorce like 3 weeks ago?
He ain't going nowhere.
Who?
He already got his girl, Bernice Burgos or whatever.
No, he's not.
That's one he's having no more.
They not?
He wanted that old thing back.
Yep. Back with Tiny.
The grass ain't always greener, guys. Know that.
Nope.
He been
I think the grass
greener
with Burgos. Our ass definitely fatter.
She don't look like a puppy either. And neither does Tiny. Tiny don't look like a puppy. She look like a pig. She look like a little piglet.
Tiny look like a fucking puppy.
Tiny look like a little piglet. Oink, oink. Terrible.
Well, in honor of Kevin Hart, we going to end the show on hold.
Bye, y'all. I'm hanging up.
Bye, y'all. Right,
hey,
thanks for tuning in.
Bye. Thanks for calling
in. Shout out to my Kevin Hart. EA.